Story of my life, searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love, the reason why the sky is blue. My clothes are rolling in, because I'm gone again, and to him I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him inside to know that I am happy with some other guy. I can see him dying. I don't wanna do this anymore. I don't wanna be the reason why. Every time I walk out the door, I see him die a little more inside. I don't wanna hurt him anymore. I don't wanna take away his life. I don't wanna be a murderer. He's here reluctantly, as if I'm gonna be out late. I say I won't be long, just hanging with the girls. I lie, I didn't have to tell. Because we both know where I'm about to go, and we know it very well. Cause I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him inside to know that I am happy with some other guy. I can see him dying. I don't wanna do this anymore. I don't wanna be the reason why. Every time I walk out the door, I see him die a little more inside. I don't wanna hurt him anymore. I don't wanna take away his life. I don't wanna be a murderer. Our love, his trust, I might as well take a gun and put it to his head. Get it over with. I don't wanna do this anymore. Whoa, anymore. I don't wanna do this anymore. I don't wanna be the reason why. Every time I walk out the door, see him die a little more inside. I don't wanna hurt him anymore. And I don't wanna take away his life. I don't wanna be a murderer. A murderer. Oh no, no. Yeah.
And that was Omi Pride 09. I will go first because I realized that I probably should have anyways, but I didn't. So, Omi, I liked your starting notes. I kind of like how you started out. I was paying attention like right away. I was like, ooh, I like this. I like this. You had one somewhere. You had a note somewhere towards the middle. It was a longer anymore where you got progressively lower. I can't imitate it because I don't remember exactly. But you said
it was there.
It was any more, and you kind of went lower and the lowest notes seemed odd for you. So I think there's
I had the same note.
Excuse me. But overall, I like this for you. This was not bad. It's not my favorite from you, but I did like this. Valk, what did you think?
I really liked this. Emotionally, I think this is the best I've ever heard. You are. I didn't really have. I was really into the emotion. I didn't write it. It was really good vocally and emotionally. I like totally like feel like you said sad that you were like broken up, and like your runs were really pretty, and like your vibrato was like you like used it really well in the song. Like I didn't like yeah, I didn't like write any notes down. This is recent a lot.
My beloved.
I have a couple notes. I did, and I liked your voice, and I did think it was probably your best emotion-wise, but I still didn't think it was enough. Like, in the beginning, I was like, yes, he's got it. This is awesome. But then as it went on, like, it just didn't pick up for me as much as the music did, which was strange because I could hear the technique you were using that should have done it, but I think what it is you don't have enough dynamic, what am I trying to think of? I can't think of the word, but differences.
Contrast?
In like, thank you, contrast. I think you need more dynamic contrast on a lot of your notes. Like they just all get to be about the same level. And that also influences your emotion. So no matter how much emotion you have with the way that you're singing it, it's still not going to come across unless you have those dynamic contrasts as well. So maybe try that with your next song. And also, I always love your runs. They're awesome. But towards the end, some of them did get a bit messy. And I had the same note that Gail had with the lower one. And I'm not sure if it was as bad in the ending part, but did you guys think that the music was really loud?
I didn't take note of that too much.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him that well, especially in the beginning.
I could hear him better than I could hear Melly.
Well, not couldn't hear him, but it was like kind of clashing.
Yeah, I had a hard time hearing you sometimes. My last note, sorry guys. you seemed sometimes a bit behind the beat, and that happens a lot when songs are a little bit faster, there's a lot of lyrics. So that was it. I really liked it though, besides all my notes.
It's like, even though
I give a lot of notes to songs that I really like.
I've never heard the song before.
Yeah, neither have I.
Oh, I don't know the song. I just like how you sang it.
Oh.
All right.
Next up is Jeffers.
Yay.
Told you I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else that don't include your crazy friends. Well, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversation. Ooh, this isn't a SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line. It's true, I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two, and I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I bled. Well, it's a call I'll never get. So this is where the story ends. A conversation, all I am. Well, I'm done with texting. Sorry for the miscommunication. This isn't a SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line. It's true, I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two, and I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I bled. Well, that's a call I'll never get. Next time I see you, giving you a high five. Not too overrated, just FYI. Ooh, this isn't SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two. Ooh, this isn't SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two. And I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I bled. Well, that's a call I'll never get.
Call I'll never get.
All right, and that was Jeffers, ladies and gentlemen. He was proud of himself because he submitted on time.
Way to go.
Well, that's good because, you know, almost four people didn't tonight. Valk, you go first. How about that?
Dun, dun, dun. This was like, I hate the song. And I was, like, thinking when it started, like, only Jeffers could, like, make me, like, tolerate this song. Jeffers singing the song. I still hate it, but you sing it, so it's a little cuter now. Sometimes, I think, like, in the chorus, timing went off a little bit. I'm kind of iffy about this one, like, the random falsetto thrown in throughout the song was kind of weird. I don't remember how the song goes because I've only heard it a couple of times before. But, like, I don't remember falsetto being in there. And, like, I don't want you to, like, overuse it. So we're like, ugh, why is he doing this so much? Like, it hasn't gotten there yet. But, like, yeah, falsetto doesn't need to be in every song. I don't remember if it's in there, though. There was, like... Oh, I forgot now. Oh, like, the echo... I think there was, like, an echo somewhere in there, and it sounded a little off-timing, too. That's all I really have. Like, I liked the energy on this, and the vocals were pretty good. It's kind of like a middle-of-the-road for me.
Yeah, I kind of had a couple mixed feelings on this one, too. I didn't like how you started. I wasn't sure that that fit. Something about the tone for it, the song, like, I think you picked the wrong, not a very good stylistic choice. Also, I wasn't sure, but it sounded like you did. Did you do the echoes of your voice towards the beginning? Because it sounded like that was you. The main vocals for when the song picked up and got into a little bit more rocky, more chorus type of feeling, a little bit seemed that they were a little bit too loud above the music. I could hear the music and I could hear you, but it sounded like they weren't balanced equally as far as to where they could have been. So I would have liked to maybe hear the music maybe a little bit louder, or maybe you just a hair softer. Previous songs have been better for you, so I think you took a little bit, as far as in what we know that you can do, a little bit of a step back tonight. I'm not sure entirely how I felt about emotion here, so that probably means that it could have used more. I don't have very much else to add. What about you, Shuri?
I didn't love it, but I definitely didn't hate it either. I've never heard this song, so I didn't have a problem with the falsetto. I thought it was actually really nice. I thought the emotion was okay, but definitely on the chorus you needed way more. As the background picked up, you didn't really. I don't know if you did the harmony in the background, but for the most part it sounded really good. And I liked the effect you used on your voice for the background echo parts. I think it was you. It sounded like your voice. Not sure, though. I'm also not quite sure I liked the tone that you picked for this. It wasn't bad for this, like, it worked all right, but it's just still really nasal. You had some timing issues a lot in different places. You were behind, you were ahead, and your very, 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 very last line, I don't even know what it was, like, the last call something or other. I don't know what you said, but it was strange. It sounded like maybe you ran out of breath or you just didn't quite hit the note or something like that. But I liked the ones before that. Kind of a meh song. I don't know.
All right, and that was everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you go? Wait.
Yeah, I said mine.
Thurp.
Okay. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, is Mega Dizzy.
Oh, my.
Thank you. left my baby girl a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, 'cause I'd rather leave than to cheat. To give her some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. They don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. You say when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. Sweet a little dee da dee dee, I don't mean to hurt you, baby. Oh no. Never did I imagine you would play a major part in a decision that is so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Should I go? Think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you on. You say when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. To hurt you, baby. Oh, see, when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be. Say when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be?
I just need time to see
where I wanna be.
Say when you love someone,
you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad. I wanna leave.
She's crying her heart to me.
How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. I'm sorry.
That was Mega Dizzy. Cherie, why don't you go first here?
I think I'm writing too many notes, guys. This is going to be a long episode. Okay, I'll try to power through these. I thought in the beginning it sounded like there was a shower in your instrumental. Supposed to be there. What am I saying? Okay. I liked your emotion, but I wanted like a lot more. Sometimes you were a little bit flat and ran out of momentum towards the end of your phrases, especially when you go straight into another part when there's no room for a breath. It just seems like the last part of those just kind of fell off and died. So make sure if you don't have room for a breath, you take in a really big breath before you even start it, because that was really noticeable. I liked your scatting, but make sure that when you're doing an ascending pattern that you build and you don't do the whole thing the same volume level. Also, try making like every other note louder, so there's a little bit of interest in there. Some of your notes were kind of strange for me, especially in your runs. They seemed to be, a few of them seemed to be a little bit slurred sometimes. Later on, when you did the harmonies and you had like that secondary vocal in the background, I really liked that. I thought it blended nicely and it sounded good, but maybe if it could have been just a tiny, tiny bit quieter than the main vocals, I would have liked it a little bit more. But overall, I liked the song. Nice job.
Valk, what did you think?
Woo. I have been serenaded by Dizzy again. I had a lot of the same notes. Like, I really liked the harmony. But that came in later. It sounded like nasal to me throughout. I was kind of confused, like a teeny tiny bit nasal, and I'm wondering like if you were sick or something. That was like my first note. I was like, "Whoa, is Dizzy sick?" Because it sounded nasal. I also agree. Like, I wish there was a little more emotion, but I also liked the emotion where it was. My favorite part was like the choruses. I really liked the emotion in those, and I wish like that would have carried throughout. I feel like a lot of the runs were like, I don't want to say sounded sloppy, but like they sounded kind of like lax, not like sloppy, but like kind of like you just like did them and like, okay, they're done, next. So record them so they sound a little less like relaxed and more strong, because like that's what a run is. I think that's about it. I liked this a lot. You sounded nice.
Dizzy, you need to bring back your Prince voice.
Because we loved it.
And so does like everyone else, by the way. You guys should post hit singles. I forgot to say that. You should post hit singles. I felt a couple moments Dizzy were a little too nasal type of sounding for me. I'm not sure that a couple of small moments, were just not fitting with, you know, some of your best stuff. I mean, you went back to your, like, I felt like with this song, you kind of went back to your regular Dizzy's has good at falsetto type of song. Like, it's a safe zone for you, and it's felt like almost any other Dizzy song that I might hear to me. But I didn't think it was bad either. I would just like you to do something a little bit more different, which is kind of what impressed me when you did what you did last week, because it sounded incredibly different. Not that, you know, it was bad or anything, but I still, you know, would have liked something a little bit more different. All right, I don't have very much else to add about Megadizzy. Next up is Bright Disaster.